This is tape recording number 7203C30SO. Expanded Dianetics number 1. A tape recorded lecture given by L. Ron Hubbard to CSG and the Dianetic Auditing Team aboard the flagship Apollo on the 3rd of March, 1972. The title of this lecture is Expanded Dianetics. It is 93 minutes and 22 seconds long and is recorded on both sides of this tape. Copyright C, 1972-1975 by L. Ron Hubbard. All world performance rights reserved. This recording has been re-recorded by the flag audio unit of the flagship Apollo of the Sea Organization. And now here is L. Ron Hubbard.
All right, this is 30th of March, 72, and I'm about to roll up your misunderstood word record. We have here the Ed 149 flag. Cheer up, it doesn't look that bad. It isn't that bad, really, honest. Could be much worse. They might not be getting any help at all. They might just be thrown away in a garbage can someplace. All right. This was a Dianetic project, and this is Ed 149 flag that we're activating. And the situation was we have too many chronic sickies, and the probable why is quickie Dianetics, and the auditing stats are low. Dianetic auditors cannot find PCs. And the ideal scene is Dianetics working to proper PC completion on each case. And the program with this was a leading auditor to be appointed from interns, and that was done. And the leading auditor to select four auditors, one to fly Rudes and three Dianetics to make a team by the leading auditor. That's been done. Three, team to be fully cleared on what really is a Dianetic completion. Director of Personnel Efficiency, or an enhancement, was that done? All right. Now, four, folders of the MO's chronic sickies list furnished by the MO to be assembled. You did that. You had already gotten his list, which was really what prompted the program. And five, FESs done on their cases. Now you've done that. And six, folders brought to LRH and LRH to Jen in the team. And we're at that stage right now. And then we've got programs to be written for each case to briefly repair and do real Dianetics on. All right. Now, hand me that first folder that I had there a moment ago. That's it? All right. Well, that isn't the one. Give me another one. It's got a yellow top. That's it. That's the one. All right. Now let's take a look at this PC. And you've done a folder error summary on this PC of some kind or another here. And here's an OCA in here someplace. This isn't the one I was looking at, but that doesn't matter. And there's no excuse not knowing about OCAs. Just no excuse at all. He should, of course, be able to give one. He should be able to grade one and so forth. But read one. That is where the auditor comes in. Now, all of this stuff they write on the back of the OCA means nothing. That is for the graduation of somebody from PE over to auditing or something, and they can tell them things like this. And they're all perfectly true. But that is not, in actual fact, what an auditor does with one of these. The first thing an auditor does one of these things is look to see whether or not there's any point below the center line. Now, what, in actual fact, is the center line? The American APA has a center line which is zero, above which we get plus and below which we get minus. You've seen those, haven't you? All right. Well, this is essentially the same thing, except the OCA has a better center graph. Now, this center line here of 0, 0 is the critical point of the graph. Now, just a little bit into this lower gray shaded area is not too bad. But when they go down into the white, like a minus 62 or a minus 76 or a minus 26 or something like that, they're said to be in the white. So there'd be two conditions here, is below the center line, which would mean any negative, and in the white. Now, this is such a gross thing that an auditor does that it is hardly worth writing textbooks about. And people will tell you there's much more to know about this. There isn't. When they're in the white on the left, they're out of valence. I don't care where on the left or at what point we call the middle left or right of the graph. It's when they're low on the left, in the white on the left, they're out of valence. When they are low on the right, they are crazy. And I'm just using that advisedly. This happens to be a fact. see? It's not the usual social statement of, oh, he's crazy. See, this guy is psychotic. So low on the left, out of valence. Low on the right, crazy. When they're low on the left, it means the case is too heavily charged. It is very, very, very heavily charged. So the person cannot even come to the center of his bank. He can't be in the middle of his bank and look at it. He has been living for eons watching himself so that the pictures he takes are outside. Now, you can get that kind of a condition from somebody who's exterior, but there's two conditions of exteriorization. One is looking at oneself, and one is making pictures of oneself over there. So, when you have that condition, you know that if you have a low on the left, it's a very heavily charged case. On running such a case, you have to be very careful only to run things that read very well. Prefer to run secondaries. Now, when you do narrative running on such a case, CS54, that's your health form and so forth, you bleed that. In other words, you just get all you can out of that on the subject of emotional stresses on a low on the left. Deaths. Losses of brothers and sisters and dogs and cats. See? You bleed that for emotional stress situations. Now, there are three lists, and it's perfectly legitimate for you to use these lists. All of your tools haven't been assembled in Dianetics, or the Dianetic auditor has not fully used these tools. There's LX3, LX2, and LX1. Now, because those are listed in the Class 8 materials, the Dianetic auditor never seems to know about them. Now, when you've bled the white form of emotional situations, you do not know... bleed the white form of painful situations. No. You get an LX3, LX2, LX1. And you take the best reads that you can get. And you run that, and they will come snap into balance, providing you've done it more or less in that sequence. You've bled the deaths off the case or something like that. Now you go into your LX3, LX2, LX1. Now you're going to get some more emotions off the case. Now you're still running secondaries. Now secondaries will very often drop through into engrams. All right, so they drop through into engrams, run the chain. But be careful you haven't jumped chains. All right, so much for the left side of the graph. You will find out if you do what I've just told you, it will suddenly come up and it will be above the center line. Now, when you think of all of the difficulty people have in trying to raise one of these graphs. Now, the instructions I'm giving you are simply to bleed the case for any charge. Now, if it doesn't come up above the center line at that point, more LX 3, 2, 1. Try to get them to FNing lists. Now, maybe he's remembered a whole bunch of horrible experiences he's had. And you might be able to do LX3, LX2, LX1, and go back now and do a new white form and find out you have an entirely new white form on the subject of horrible experiences that were terribly emotional and losses of business and things like that. Now, what'll happen at the same time is the fellow's memory will push back. Now, a person who's very low on the left side does very, very well if he can remember back to the time when he was 17, or the 16-year-old will do it. He can remember back to, or she can remember back when she was 12, or something like this. Now, you start pushing back his memory without treating this at all. His memory will simply go back, and his memory will go back to extreme youth. Now, you're not paying much attention to that, but it's just one of the things that comes up. The fellow can remember better. You're not even running recall processes, don't you think? But you'll get somebody telling you, you know, that's a funny thing. I just never remembered that old house. And so all right, now that bleeds the case of the emotional charge. So if you've got a low on the left, this is how you enter the case. All right, so much for that. as I say, you could probably do your LXs, you could probably come back and bleed it, and you'd finally find some more deaths, and you might even go back and find new reads on the LXs. Who knows? He might even find by this time volunteer there's an emotion that isn't on the LX list, or something of this sort. You see, who knows what that happens. But your end phenomena, as far as you're concerned, is this thing up above the center line on the left side. As soon as you got that up above the center line on that side, great, three cheers, you're away. Because the fellow will be in valence. Now he'll be able to confront something. All right, so now let's take it low on the right. Now this person's crazy. Now when they're low on the left and low on the right, you handle the left side, and it will come up, and then you handle the right side. When they're only low on the right and slightly low on the left, you still handle them from the left. In other words, it's left to right. Got it? Now, this person who's low on the right, research on this. This person opened the door to the human mind. What the psychiatrist and psychologist should have been doing, the alienists and the Asclepians and everybody else who worked in this particular field, although the Asclepian was working in both mental and physical healing back in Greek times. This, solving this, solved the human mind for the first time in its history. That is an evil purpose, and that is all it is. Now, by evil purpose, we mean the fellow has destructive intentions. Now, he'd be very difficult to audit sometimes. Sometimes he's very smooth to audit. But this case will roller coaster. You audit him today and he's fine, and tomorrow he's complaining. At first, you let him out of the session. And, oh, feeling fine, oh, I never felt so good in my life. And he walks right straight to the examiner. Had an awful session. He roller coaster just in that distance because, you see, he's trying to do himself in on all dynamics. Even though he says to do others in, he is still doing himself in. Because an evil purpose makes him restrain himself. A Thetan is basically good. So he knows he's being evil, so therefore he had better put on his brakes. So this includes never under any circumstances letting himself go. And that includes the fellow who is committing evil acts all the time. He's still got the brakes on. But he can't put them on hard enough. He's sort of like a car going downhill that he can't get the brakes on. Brakes are burned out. But he's still trying, just as that driver would still be stamping his foot through the floorboard. He's still trying. It gives him a very heavy, massive bank. Very heavy. You run into black, you masses, and you run into this, and invisibilities, and so forth. Now, a great many people can't go into Dianetics at all. They can't run an engram at all. That is uniformly one of two things. It is drugs or the commands have not been cleared. So the second you start running one of these fellows, you say, well, you know, I really don't like Dianetics. Now you're in a cleft stick. Now what do you do? Down on the left, down on the right, and doesn't like to run Dianetics. Well, now you've had it. But fortunately for us, why there is a remedy to it is he will be able to run the drugs because that's what he's stuck in. He'll run those automatically. So if you run into that condition, you are one more step away from home. You've got to handle the drugs, handle the emotions, handle the engrams. See? Now, there's some areas that can be worked on here by other auditors and by, that is to say, by people with upper scale auditing. But let me tell you something here. All these postulates, evil purposes, and everything else are stuck in an engram. Now, there are other phenomena in the bank than this, but they're all stuck in that heavy energy. And if you pull too many thoughts, one after the other, out of a bank which has not been properly discharged on the left side here of its emotional charge and on the right side of its pain and heavy energy mass, if you just kept running, pull the postulate out, get the goals out of it, get this out of it, get that out of it, get something else out of it, you're just leaving that stuff there, actually starting to group. And if it's been misrun in any way, it will group. So let's go one step further away from home now. Somebody started the drug rundown. but botched it up. Now we're way away from home. Now, if any of these cases are in this condition, you run out the auditing. And then you run out the drugs. And then you run out the emotions. And then you run out the pain. Now you got it? Now, there are fast ways to run out auditing by an assessment. But auditing actually also can be run out by straight Dianetics. And you will get all of it out. You see where we're going here? In other words, if you approach what you're doing here from a totally Dianetic viewpoint and do it in the sequence that it can be done in Dianetics, you're away. Now, there are other ways to short-circuit these other things. That is to say, bring them up, get them done fast, pull the evil purpose out of the bank, do this, do that, do the other thing. You see? You understand? You can do a tremendous job of 10 or 11 class dating and locating and blow that stuff, and you can do these other things. The only one I know of that you get hung up on is where rudiments are out long duration. Now, did it ever occur to you that you could run rudiments with engrams? Did it ever occur to you? The way you'd run an ARC break, you would simply assess affinity, reality, communication, and understanding. And you would run a time that you did not. And what do you know? It'll run. Only this time you'll really run it. So if a person won't talk to you, you could actually list a list of which way he was withholding, like false withholds, suppressed withholds. Run it with R3R. Now you would find a very, very interesting thing happening here. You'll find out this would go all the way back to China and off the planet and into outer space. See? So you don't necessarily have to have an upper scale auditor hanging over you all the time. Now, when you bung one up in the session, it leaves you an L1C. You can still do an L1C. The guy's bunged up in the session and so forth. If the case has to be generally repaired, there could be something very wrong with a case. And you can do a GF. A GF5 can be done on the case. So there is review action can be done for the Dianetic auditor. Somebody can do an L1C. Somebody can fly his rude. Somebody can something or other. Don't you see? You're 0 to 6. But you actually could, I'm just trying to tell you, you could do any of these rudes with Dianetics. So let's go back all the way now. You could run out the auditing, and then you found out that the person was ARC broken and had been for a long time with something. You could even assess that. You'd have to find out if it's a break in affinity, reality, or communication, or understanding. You could even run that out and run it out triple. And it would go back on a Dianetic chain just like anything else. That's well within the skill of a Dianetic auditor. All right. You could get the auditing out. You could get the rudes in. You could get the charge off the case. You could get the pain off the case. And what do you know? You also could get the evil purposes off the case without even directly asking for them. You'd be looking for the RS chain. The evil purpose guys, all RS. Sooner or later, a down on the right will RS. You want to list that loud and clear when you did. Now, in L9S and some other ways, these chaps working with that actually can pull that out from underneath it and do this, that, and the other thing with it, don't you see? They can do these things. But let's say you have a Dianetic list. I don't want to lose you anyplace. You've done something with either you've had a 6 fly the roots, which is perfectly all right. Or you've had somebody do an L1C or something like that. Perfectly all right. And maybe somebody's even prep check past auditing, which is perfectly all right. You've got this thing, somebody's done a GF. The case has always been resistive, so they do a GF40. In other words, somebody can do a setup for you, or somebody can do a repair for you. But that doesn't stop you utterly. That's because you're only auditing Dianetics. I'm trying to change your frame of reference. so you shouldn't be saying, well, we can't find any class sixes, so you get the point of view. In other words, you're not blocked. Now, Dianetic auditors these days are being taught to ply rudes, perfectly legitimate. Only don't be knuckleheaded and try to get a high TA down with an ARC break. It won't come down. If you're going to start into the Scientology side of auditing, you had better just roll up your sleeves and abide by its rules. It does have rules. I've seen several cases absolutely butchered high TA, and they try to get it down with ARC breaks or something like that. Or they've got a high TA that is high on some other factor. So your high TA person, the high TA person, is more of a puzzle to a Scientology auditor than he is to a Dianetic auditor, because a Dianetic auditor just keeps on auditing. If he only takes DD items, will day by day by day bring the TA down and stay within range. He doesn't even have to run exteriorization as such. It will come down. It will come down. This is a little more painful to the person. It lasts longer. You don't get as many FNs at the examiner. But it will come down. We've had cases right here on flag. Don't know why anybody was worried about them. We just ran Dianetics and so on. You have to be careful when their TA is high to take a BD item. That is what you have to be careful of. Very often you can use a two-way C and get a BD item and then phrase that as an R3R and the case will come down. This is all possible. Another way to do it, turn over Scientology auditor and get a CS53RRR. And they will probably find what it is. So there's lots of tools. The case can be repaired. It is a question whether or not it is worth wasting your time running rudes by Dianetics. It might be much more swift, don't you see, to get somebody to patch it up. But remember this, it would really be patched up if you ran it. It would really be patched up if you ran it. It will never see the light of day again. Now, I'm just trying to give you the breadth of what you can do. Now, you can take any of these FESs. Here we have a person who is wildly down on the right-hand side. Now, that person's going to rock slam. But how would we approach this case? Do you see that it is slightly down on the left? Ah, so. So somebody sailed into this case for a quick completion, didn't run out all the available emotion. And so it stayed down on the left-hand side. Somebody bypassed the death of her cat or her mother or something. You got it? Mm-hmm. Now, if you were to do a white form, brand new, and just stress this loss little section on the white form, you know, well, who else did you lose, and what else is it this, and so on, and et cetera, the next thing you know, why, you will get a hot one. Run it just narrative. And that left-hand side will go up. And then your next procedure and so forth would be to start working on the engram side of it. Now, possibly you think this case might need a great deal of repair. Maybe the case does need repair. If it's indicated the case needs repair, nobody knows how to repair the thing or something else, turn it over to a six by all means. But if you're going to dump everything you do on a six, you're going to feel very limited. You're going to feel very, very limited, right? You sort of feel like you're dependent on some line. Actually, you're not. And we get August 68, we get a white form done, and we get under treatment, the PC says psychotherapy, 1966, and under interest and hobby, PC says psychic phenomena and drugs, and drugs were not handled until much later. Now, you get an oddity here that you could audit at once, if it appeared on the case and if it read. Those are always the things. Did it read? Now, she was audited all that time then over out drugs, out psychic phenomena, and out psychotherapy. The auditing itself might very well be charged. Do you see how you could approach this? You could simply ask her in auditing something or other, something or other, something or other. List, 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 list.
Did you ever feel
emotionally upset in any way or something like that? You'll hit the emotional bing right there. And you can lift it on the left-hand side. Do I make myself clear? All right. Now, the roots were begun with a TA high and no FN gotten. Well, of course not. And the GF were done in review. And it reads on the PC told a lie. And she was in a horrible state. She had an infection of some sort. And then they did an L1B and they got no FN. And nothing was flown. That would be an interesting one, right there, when you look over folder error summaries like that. She's probably had an L1B since, now an L1C. But if you were to dig up that L1B as a 6 and just fly each one of those, they would either no longer be there or they would FN, and the case would have a resurge. But you would have to say, were you ever audited over that? Oh, yes, the case has been audited over all those. So the case is emotionally charged in auditing. So looking at this now as an investigation, one of your best chances of straightening out this case is just handle the subject of auditing. Bleed it of its emotional content. Run it, R3R. And you would find your left-hand side would rise. And you will run into all of this sort of thing. Now it goes on and on and on and on and on here. Now this is an awful lot of auditing. Now, even power is out. In other words, the person has had power with no FN. So you will run into this, and later on, somebody fooled around with it. So the Lord knows what you will run into running this. But that's the way I'd approach the case. I would bleed the person's auditing of all of its emotion. Now, if you get inventive, now all I'm doing is trying to show you how you can bleed the whole subject of Dianetics for practically all your auditing. If you've gotten very inventive, you could actually take an LX list and assess it on auditing. While you were being audited, did you have, you see? Were you, I think it would be phrased. Do you follow? And then you just run them the secondary, secondary, secondaries. So you would do that, however, if she couldn't really come up with anything. You would say, what emotions did you have during auditing? All right. And then having done that, you would run that out. You would find this case came up pretty bright and shining. When you get over into your painful emotion sides, remember that you are dealing with somebody who has been on the track very destructive. And without even knowing what that is, you will eventually run the incident where it comes off. Now, right down here at the end of the seaway, end of the breakwater down here, there was a young fellow who had just come out to the ship, and he let go at the top of the ladder and fell backwards about 20 feet onto the rocks. And he hit his head, and he was pretty bad off for a while. He's all right now. But the thing that was holding it in place was he had decided to knock himself off just before he let go. Therefore, his Dianetic assist is very much in question. He was given a Dianetic assist. Must be very much in question. If anybody were to look into his folder, nobody said EB. It may not even have FN'd. But somebody auditing him out at AOLA, he was in pretty sad shape to audit, but somebody auditing him out at AOLA apparently collided with this in Dianetics. And he decided to do it. Now, that was held in place against himself as a self-overt. He didn't recover. Now, there's data like this. Where do these evil purposes come from? They come just before or just after an engram. An engram. Don't conceive the bank as something that sits out here with the purposes over here in this column and all of the energy and pain over in this column. Now, some future time, you will be busy running some chain and you will probably run into the ARC break. With Dianetics, you'll run into the ARC break that occurred before that time while you're busy running some other chain. Now, the primary mistake that an auditor in Dianetics does that gives him quickie Dianetics is he assesses pain, sensation, emotions, and attitudes in one sentence. Now, I know it doesn't break it down materially in HCOBs, but I'm trying to teach the old dogs new tricks. So look at this. By doing that all in one lump sum, you could miss on the left side and the right side, couldn't you? So during this whole project, I don't want to see you ever assess in one sentence. Do you have any pain, sensations, emotions, or attitudes connected with this something or other? No. As a matter of fact, the sentence is even slightly backwards because the emotions come after the pain. So you do your assessment singly. You can go just backwards on this. You can assess for attitudes. Now we're really going downstairs. Now this would be a person on the left-hand side, the right-hand side, both on the bottom of the graph. Now the only thing you're going to get out of this person is attitudes, not even emotions. Look at it. And then you might get some emotions out of them. But one of the things that a person like that complains about is he doesn't have any emotions. So remember that each one of these pain sensations, emotions, and attitudes has a negative. And don't sit there sometime with a BD on no attitude and not recognize that you have an incident. Because I see that perpetually on Dianetic lists. No emotion at all. Long ball BD. Well, list was clean. List was clean. Hell, it hadn't even been started. Do you see? So there's a negative aspect of all these things. Now, you can get some kind of a thing like an attitude of purposelessness or something like that. That is a perfectly valid attitude. But God help you when you start running that. Because that is going to chunk right straight along across to the other side, fast. You can get him into more pain, and more this, and more that, and more something or other. You can shake a stick at, because, of course, it's on that button. Evil purpose, intention, and so forth. So when you get those, recognize now that you do know about insanity. Now, I'm not telling you necessarily to avoid them, but just make sure you've got an awful good read. Make sure you've got an awful good read before you run anything with regard to purposes. For two reasons. These reasons are very, very big reasons. It will be embedded in an incident, either just at the beginning of it or just after it. Now, you can pluck it out of the incident and cause the incident to sort of fade out and so forth. But now you're getting into the sixth level of action, and it's not necessarily the best level of action. See, it's faster, but it's not necessarily more thorough. So purposelessness or purposes and so on is something you don't list. If the PC says it, put it on the list. Unless it gives you one hell of a good read, leave it alone. But just to recapitulate, to go back over what I was just saying. Now, don't use this standard, pardon me, formerly standard line. Don't use this. Do any pain, somatic, attitudes, and so on. Don't use that. Break it down. Break it down. Now, there's two ways you can break it down, and this is a clever way to break it down. You write down here on a little slip, or you get yourself some mimeograph slips. And you say, this guy's got a chronic stomachache. You say, about a stomachache, what is it? Is it the pain, or is it the emotion? It's the sensation, the attitude. Now, the E-meter tells you what is real to the PC. That is why it doesn't work as a lie detector. Because it never reads on a real criminal. Because crime isn't real to a real criminal. so it won't read on the meter. And the only people you ever catch with sec checking are honest people. Because dishonesty is real to them. Do you follow? The reason why you only read items that read, the only items you use are those that read well. And the only reason that you do that is to make sure that it's real to the PC. Now, you could break down this pain. What is this stomach thing you're talking about? Is it the pain? Is it the sensation? Is it the emotion in it? Is it the attitude in it? Give me some attitudes about this. Now, you could work that person's somatic over on that same list, reassessing and making new lists, and reassessing and making new lists, and reassessing, you see, pain, sensation, making a new list, until it would just FN all over the place. It's gone. Do you follow? Now, let's just abandon that portmanteau, the everything in the same grip approach, because it is very unthorough. Now, here we have somebody who is, she's had a GF with no reads taken to FN in July 69, and she's had a way to waste money with no EP. Now, you're right, you know right now that there's two, from a Dianetic auditor's viewpoint, we have two potential chains. There was something red on that GF. Now, it's either since been handled or it's there, but there is an auditing chain there. Now, you could say informer auditing, did you have any pain or... You could look on this GF, and let's say it said invalidated, long read, and it was never taken to an FN. Well, let's see, do you have anything about being invalidated? Something like that, see? Wham! You get yourself a read. It's now hot. It's still hot. You could run it. In other words, you could bleed this FES, even off an old list. But the test would be, would it read again? Now, to get something to read again, you often have to say, on this item, has anything been suppressed? On this item, has anything been invalidated? Boom, boom. If you get a read on either suppressed or invalidated, the item is valid. You don't have to go back and ask the item itself, because invalidated transfers the read from the item to invalidated. You can be, if you ask it again, you would now get a read on what the item was. But the read transfers. But you're looking for something that moves the meter. See, it moves that needle good. And that is within the reality of the PC. And if it doesn't move it good, it isn't in the reality of the person. Now, the only real thing, you've got this now on assessing your pains, emotions, and so forth, right? All right, now there is a line of country here. In the running of any PC, if the person has had a read on the list, and then the read disappears, and then you come back and call the read again, and you can't get a read, and the PC is upset, always use the suppress, invalidated, and sometimes the word abandoned will work. Has this item been abandoned?
Oh, yes, read.
Got it? So it's your job to make an old list like this, if you're doing a repeat or an old Dianetic list and it didn't seem to be handled, to make it come live again. If you can't make it come live, skip it, because it's probably gone. It's probably this, probably that. Now, it's important to you that the most chronic, hideous, unbelievable conditions will in actual fact surrender to Dianetics if you know how to play this piano. This person's practically got a hidden standard. Let's say this person has a terrible eczema, some psoriasis or something, skin all turned into scale. Now you can start hitting away at this as your only target. In the first place, this person's got failed help all over this thing. Been trying to do something about it for years. So you have to approach this with good sense. It isn't just a condition which just occurred and you are now just going to audit it. But that's not so. Now, that is comparable to an OCA. It's down on the left and down on the right physically. So you can shake out of that attitude for which you'll probably get nothing can be done about it. Good. It reads, well, R3R, run it. Now, after you've knocked this down for a while, this seems to be what the PC's interest is in, after you've knocked this thing down for a while, all of a sudden some computation will come out of all this. You figure it out. There'll be some big cognition come out of this of some kind or another. Well, that is the idea which is held in place by the energy. The energy so ferocious he's never been able to look at the idea before. Now, you're actually taking the energy off so the idea will come out. In Scientology, they take the idea out. You get the reversed angle. So, in other words, you've got this thing, and now it gets a little better. And the most serious thing that you can do now at this time is to figure you have failed. Do you know that one of those engrams that you ran in connection with this, first you got off some attitudes, you got off some emotions, shame, and then you got off this and that and so forth, and it seemed to run a whole bunch of disrelated things, and they somehow or another always seemed to come up with this arm, and eventually there's some sort of an incident there where the person was scalded to death or something. And there you've got this. You've obviously run the incident. This is where the person got it. You run the incident out, and the thing is still there. It's not as bad as it was. It's still there. That's what we call quickie dianetics. Too brushed off. So on. You've got to work on it. Now, you just start running general things. You just start running general things. You go on and you keep on auditing the person. You've got to bleed this case down for things to run. I don't care how many ways you bleed it down for things to run. And do you know that something very remarkable will happen? When you least expect it, somewhere up along the line, a whole interior section of the engram you thought was totally run will suddenly appear on another chain and blow out, and that will be the end of your psoriasis. It was in there with a mental image picture, but a piece of the picture was so submerged and out of the person's reality that it was never touched. I've seen some of the most remarkable things with regard to this. A person's goiter, a person's this, a person's that. Fabulous numbers of odds and ends, don't you see? And they're always, the medico is always talking about rushing them right into the ambulance and getting them out, or they, well, we'll have to have an operation, that failed, and all that sort of thing. Well, the operation just gives you another engram. Now, the reason he's got it will also audit out. Now, you recognize that if you continue to get the mental energy off of the case, the ideas will then fly off. This is the reverse mirror view of Scientology. So it's FNVGI, COG. COG, FN, COG, VGIs, COG, COG. Now, the reason a person does not cognite is he is being run against a no reality. And his reality might be included in his attitudes, and he might run beautifully on attitudes. He might run beautifully on ideas. Now, you couldn't imagine somebody running engrams on ideas. But the think he has thought maybe in the last 24 hours is about as heavily as he can get into engrams. Basic might only lie 3 days ago on having thought that he might someday be hungry. Now, as soon as you include R3R on attitudes and that line of country, as soon as you include that, you are actually running R3R out on a recall basis. But you're getting what went with it. You're really doing recall, but you're running at R3R. It's perfectly legitimate. Now, here's the $62 question about all this. This is very interesting to him. The failure to clear up all the words in the commands with the PC, and the failure to clear every isolated different word in the list, including the tiny screwball little English words of is, the, from, such, can cause you to get reads on the items the PC himself has given you that aren't valid. And wherever you've seen a small fall that didn't read then, The auditor has skipped out the idea of interest. He hasn't consulted that. And you'll find the LXs. Somebody will tell you, oh, well, you never, we had this here the other day. You never consult whether or not the PC is interested on an LX item because it doesn't say so on the 8 tapes. You see, because it says it on the 8 tapes, that changes the whole business of Dianetics. Quite remarkable. So, somebody's not checked interest, or he's disregarded the PC's statement of no interest. And what do you know? Both of those things have occurred in the last 48 hours. Well, a little bit more than that, but last 5 days. The auditor auditing somebody on a misunderstood word in the middle of a phrase that was picked up off a list, and swearing up and down that it was a perfectly valid item because it gave a small fall even while it was checked. But the item wouldn't run, and the TA went right straight on up to 5, while the auditor ground on and on and on and on and on. The auditor had never bothered to say very much about interest. It was a read on a misunderstood word. It was a misunderstood. From the bottom of the pit. Clear each word on the list, then assess the list. Now, I've got to tell you how to do that. You do not at any time read them the question. You just start in on the list, and you take every word, do you see? And now if you really want to avoid stirring up the bank and getting the question, you clear them the list backwards or the questions backwards. Clear them all isolatedly. Now, you know you've already cleared that word, so you don't clear it again, you see, when it occurs someplace else. Now, it's quite a stunt. And I would advise you, before you go into this very much, that you get a little bit of a drill on asking them that. Now, it is not, do you know what this word means? The graveyard is full on that one. No room for any more corpses. You ask, what is the definition of? They can't give it to you. Have your stuff right to hand. Look it up. Clear a whole L3B, all 80 questions, backwards, with each of the things backwards. The PC, by the way, you'd think would be bored stiff and all confused and so forth. No, they get quite excited about it. You've got to have a dictionary. You've got to have dictionaries to hand. Every one of these sickies you've got has never understood the words and the commands, nor the list to repair them. The communication has never occurred. Now you say it's the auditor's TRs, it's this, it's that, it's the other thing. We'll have all those perfect. Have your metering perfect and all the rest of that, but clear up those words and you'll get the PCs that fail. So the content of the bank could make it fail by being run backwards. Run out all the pain. You got it? That can be run backwards. And then you never got a communication. See, your TRs are perfect. You never got a communication. And then the drugs. Drugs can prevent you right now from getting the person to look at anything because they hallucinate it. Hallucination. It means bugginess. It means seeing things that aren't there. A good hallucination would be a lion sitting in the middle of the floor that nobody else could see. And there's never been a lion in the middle of the floor. So it doesn't run well as an engram. But what really happens to them is the R6 stuff and lower back stuff kicks in on them while they're in drugs and scares them to death. And then they don't ever bother to tell even themselves about this. They had that horrible day when took this poor little innocent pot that everybody was smoking and, oh my God. And these spiders started leaping out of the walls and jumping all over them. You know, something happened. Now, if you ran the spiders, make sure that it's a spider chain and not a drug chain. Otherwise, you'll be running what they call dubbin. Now, dubbin is normally a heavily charged case. And if your PCs ever see the dubbin to run it, you've already entered the case too deeply. So your dubbin is solved with attitudes, emotions, or sensations, then pain. A dub-in case is so out of valence that it is amazing. So these dub-in cases is something you don't need to worry about. You don't have to have any special solution for a dubbing case. Just run the case right side to, run the case against the OCA or APA, and you'll be all right. You got it now? But your job, basically, is to bleed them down. Give me another one of these. Oh, there's this one. This one has got a very sour OCA. And you'll see that this case has been, they've plucked the ideas out of the case with upper-level auditing here, and they've left all the energy on the case. So this case is going to require that auditing be run. You see what case that is? Yeah. Now, somewhere in here, here's the... If you look at this OCA, you'll see it was down on the left and is very down on the right. Now, this case has had every upper-level rundown that you can think of, practically, without ever having been set up by Dianetics. The case has body inflammation, skin inflammations. These are just psychosomatic illnesses. Now, your other index is your chart of human evaluation of science of survival. Now, if you trace out one of these characters, give me another one, and you find them down someplace on the chart of human evaluation, you've got a parallel comparison to your OCA-APA. And the chart of human evaluations is more valid. Now, so this person has had their graph raised. They've had a graph rise. Fine. But they still have psoriasis. Now, what is that all about? Well, their attitudes and ideas and so forth have shifted. But the body has been left there. Now, when they don't do a good, solid beginning preparation with Dianetics, then when they start to pull these ideas out of the engrams, they will get the ideas out of the engrams, and the incidents will stay there, and the bank will tend to group. So that when a case is not thoroughly run on Dianetics, when you have quickie Dianetics, you can expect a case that had very bad psychosomatic difficulties, you can expect that case to hang fire. And that is why we don't let anybody on the advanced courses now with a low OCA to follow it. So these cases that you're auditing, in many, many instances, have gone on to advanced courses without having been set up. Here's one here. Now, this case had what she called a clear cognition. And I'm sure that was the case, and et cetera. But for some reason, best known to Manor Beast, it left all of her attitudes in place, which have never been run out. So her attitudes are very poor indeed. And they're kicking her brains out right now. It's interesting that this case has apparently not been run against an OCA. I don't see any OCA. Now, I'll tell you why. Here's an OCA. I'll tell you why the chart of attitudes is more valid. Because an OCA or an APA can be all along the top. And then in auditing, sink. And it will go down either on the left or the right. And it will come back up again. Now, a person who is terribly out of valence can be very feety-weety, and this is what you call a feety-weety. It's a person with a terribly high OCA who is absolutely for the birds. You got it? Your chart of attitudes will tell you the truth. The OCA, APA, or any other test will not, because the person has various characteristics which you will find on the chart of human evaluation. They'll have communication twists, and they will have psychosomatic illnesses, and they will have this, and they will have that, and you look along here, and you will see that that case is reading at about 1.8, or about, 2.1, or 0.3, or you can imagine some PC say, oh, I just adore death. Yes, funerals, I just can't stay away from funerals. They are so nice. You give them a message to give down at the corner, and that message never arrives. Or you tell them, tell Joe, I thought that was nice of him. Joe comes along and hits you in the nose. Why? Well, they said, Bessie Ann said you were a dirty stinger. Twisted communication. And there you are. It's a down on the right. Now, this person had a very interesting, quick, fast Dianetic run with a supercognition. Had a clear cognition, and that was that. Person's very sick. Why is the person sick? I don't know why the person's sick. Their auditing is all for the birds. So the attitudes in auditing, the person's an auditor also, so the attitude in auditing is of interest to you as an auditor. There's an evil purpose sitting there. Never been hit, never been touched. The person's going to go on and do themselves in. Now, some of these people are on OT grades, and somebody's going to tell you that it's impossible for you to run these. So I hope that there are amongst you somebody who is at least in the middle band of the advanced courses to run such a case as that, because you will run into some OT phenomena trying to run it out. Is that true? You got some. You got that pretty well taped. All right. You want to watch it, because you could blow your own head off. It's not that it's terribly dangerous. It was very stimulative. Now, this poor guy is in constant ethics trouble. All he has to do is sit down, and he's immediately in ethics trouble. I mean, he's got some kind of a magnet on him that drags in ethics officers, like he had a chain on him, and he was running a huge car salvage winch. He roller coasters. He went uptone. He went very uptone briefly, and then he went downtone again. When life became just a little bit too thick. I don't see his OCA. I don't see an OCA. Now, this guy had an improvement of skin. He had an improvement in skin. You don't even need an OCA. All you have to do is look at him. No joking about it. I mean, he's visibly psychosomatic ill. It's sitting right there. And at roller coasters, and he feels very bad indeed. Now, I can't find an OCA, and it's quite remarkable that this person has been audited without one. What the hell did they think they were doing? That's great. Now, there's another one. You make sure you get OCAs on these characters before you start auditing them where they don't have them. I can't find one here. You get him an OCA. Now, once more, he's probably being audited over his head in some fashion or another. First Dianetic single grades, and not apparently on board, and no record of them in the tank. Well, that is very helpful. You're running into missing folders. Doesn't matter much in your case. MO report, PC wants Dianetic, sores on knuckles. And he actually has gotten up to a point where he did lose some of his skin difficulties. But there's plenty more there to be done. Now, you start bringing this case down on the basis of, what is it, his attitudes, or his this-is, or his that-is, or the other thing. You start breaking that down on that type of assessment which I gave you, and you will get something. And I would take it first and foremost, immediately straight off, in auditing, you see. And he's such an ethics magnet that you probably would get it in ethics. See, so you could do a little assessment of some kind or another. Now, that brings you up to how you could double or treble assess. You can say, you can take all the areas where the guy is, you know, like ethics, post, flag, so on, assess that down. If you got no former folders, you don't know what he's been running. You assess that down one way or the other, and you get a nice read there, and you take your nice read, and you bring it over here to pain, you know. Sensation, emotion, attitude. Which one is that? By saying on flag, has there been pain? Has been so on. Take your best read as that, get your then immediately draw up an R3R list. What attitudes? What emotions? You bring it right across. Actually, this is the trick of re-stimulating a guy or putting his attention on something so you can run it out. Pinpointing. You don't necessarily take flag, you see, and just run flag. That's narrative, see? Now, let's look at this prize. Now, this guy is a prize because he has been sick, 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 see? Now, look at that. Way down on the left, way down twice on the right. See? He's trying to do himself in, do other people in, but he isn't really even there to do himself in. You get the idea. See, he's out of valence, so he wouldn't be doing himself in. All right. Here's two right here, disgust and depressed, and there's no EP on either in 69. in incorrect R3R, wanting to cry, and nervousness, no EPs. Somebody really had a ball. See, obviously, you could take his present time environment, then you could take his auditing. Now you get into life. See how it works? Gives you adequate stuff. Here he's obviously super mis-emotional and couldn't run it. Therefore, an attitude is an engram. Nobody's ever noticed it. So they ask him in auditing for an engram. Pardon me, they ask him in auditing for an ARC break, and it just pulls an engram right up with it. See, so that you're giving an emotion, and where people would just normally blow the emotion, and that would be that, you know, something like that. No. He couldn't, apparently, the auditor, don't always blame the auditor, he couldn't get down the bank on emotions in general. So that shows you the case has been utterly missed. Now, somewhere he'll read on a meter, be some current zone of his life or current zone activity, and that will have pain, sensations, emotions, or attitudes, and that will match up, and all of a sudden, boom, and then that will read well, and you do R3R on that, and all of a sudden, well, he will have an interesting win. Now, some of these people can't get an engram to erase. Now, that is a peculiar thing. That is very peculiar. And that is too much auditing. And that is just L3B. And that normally would be an L3B cleared. Now, in doing this project, there are certain things you will do. You're not going to clear an L3B twice. So you want to mark it over here on your folder summary when you've done one of these things, loud and clear, so that it can be CS'd. Do you see that? So, what do you got here? There are certain things you have to do on all of these cases because they're just missed. The skipped gradient, Dianetics. Now, you've done somebody was doing LIR. Well, here's one that's really no cogs on ARC straight wire, F1 only. Secondaries and end ground running 66. Both with PC surprised at the FN. PC very nervous of auditing. No, that's itself. It's just the same thing I'm telling you over and over and over. Probably present time environment. What is it? What's the pain? How do you motion? Run it. Something like that. What's been your attitude? Who's been auditing? And get that run. Oh, I've had so much trouble running engrams, and it's this and that and the other thing. Well, take an L3B. Now, the L3B can be itself a rundown. It can be a rundown all by itself. You just do L3B general, and you just go on doing L3B, all 80, and you just keep on doing L3B, and the normal way you do it is to do L3B, method 5, just the whole thing, and then you take up these various, well, what you do, you clear the L3B, even though they've been around. And then you do an L3B method 5, and then you take the best reads of it. Now, you can take up, if you want to, and fly them, small falls, but you never take up ticks or stops. Never take up a rise. That is the reverse. That's the guy going into re-stimulation. And then you handle those things the way you're supposed to handle it, and then you assess it again, but you don't get an FN all the way through. And you get another read, and you hit that one, and you assess it all the way through again, and you get another read, and you assess that one. And what you're working for is a method 5 that FNs just from the beginning to the end. Now, the way you can cheat on this is to give the guy one hell of a win. Now you really got quickie auditing. You give the guy a hell of a win, and he's got a persistent FN, and so very, very hastily call off the whole list rapidly while he's not listening to you at all, and you will get it every time. So you don't reassess after the persistent win. Wait till tomorrow. So that is letting the PC have his win, right? Now, you can get a PC protesting just because the PC feels so good about everything that he doesn't want to look at his bank anymore. He's all extroverted and that sort of thing. Well, that's the time to knock it off and find another PC. Once more, we have somebody here who doesn't have an OCA. Let's see one. Down on the bottom of the barrel. Jesus, God, has this person had auditing? Wow, wow, wow. Now you're right away going to ask me, what about tripling up somatics and that sort of thing? Actually, I regard this as a little bit dicey. Definitely dicey. Now, quad is perfectly okay, except it's dicey. There's something I got to mention to you. If you run quad after a person has been run triple, you leave bypass charge. The only thing about tripling up is just so that you won't leave bypass charge. Because if you run triple after the person has been run single without bringing up, he gets bypass charge. Got it? And he'll feel all ARC broken. He won't know why or anything else. Well, that's just keyed in. The bypass charge has been left sitting there. Quad is been really unnecessarily maligned. But trying to quad the guy up after he has been singled or tripled is so difficult. And you get so many flubs on it. And so on, that you could only start a brand new person out on Dianetics on quad. Four flow, adding the zero. But there's a sort of a lie about the zero anyhow, and there's a lie about flows anyhow, because they're, to a marked degree, they're all his own flows. So I think you will probably have to bring some of these cases up to triple. But that will be difficult, because the case isn't ready to run on that sort of thing. The way to do it, in actual fact, just thinking on my feet how to get over this bridge, because this is a tough one, I would try to just triple it. And if the person felt ARC breaky or that sort of thing, then go back. I mean, just run a triple. You assess something, run a triple. And if he's too chopped up or something like that, or starts getting ARC breaky or something like that, then go back and assess your former single list and finish up its triples. Don't try to put in every one of them. Put in only those that read. You won't find many of them that do triple up. It's difficult for an auditor to do this, to triple it up, you know, run two and three as flows and so on. And I've had a lot of, when I've been CSing, I've had a lot of trouble with this. So it sort of might make more trouble for the PC by trying to triple it up than just trying to now run it triple. Do you see what I mean? So I think you should meet the trouble after you get to it, rather than try to super prevent the trouble. Because we've got one guy with singles, but we don't have any lists, so we'll have to do that anyway. There is no OCA. You'll have to get an OCA out of this one. I know that it is probably way up at the top of the graph. Had a false TA check and list corrected and 5A corrected and int was corrected and a lot of things were corrected here. Jesus God, drug rundown not complete. No single action has been completed on this PC except recent correction list and course review. I feel like it's a new beginning. Oh, good. Now you want to look and see if she's got an L3B, and she'd be very suspect as having been run over misunderstood words. Anybody's had that much trouble, they didn't understand what the auditor was talking about anyhow. It must be a very, very rough case. I don't see that. This case has run up a championship number of dead T-chips. I'm absolutely amazed that some of these haven't had OCAs. You get OCAs on these things. I won't CS without OCAs. And you shouldn't either. You shouldn't be running. You should know what you're running. Not a trace of one. That's funny, because Otto's been auditing this case. Otto's been audit in this case, and has been audit in this case without an OCA.
Can you just put them in a Scientology folder? Can you just put them in a Scientology folder?
Well, you don't tell me that you guys have changed the folders. Of all the people not to have an OCA, that one's the birds. It'll fall into the same category. This person tends to be peety-weety and so forth. You'd address them just the same way. And this one, oh my God, yes. This one, oh my God. I would absolutely insist that this person had a primary rundown before I would touch it. HCOB 30 March. Don't, for God's sakes, go near it without a primary rundown. You got it? You don't see the person's name here. Because this person has cognitions. Which are very strange cognitions. You know, about tech and things like that. You know. Almost as bad as I just realized that the command has something to do with what the PC is doing on each bank. It's far out. And she's probably had some piece of a primary rundown, see? But I would clear this case like mad. I haven't seen this case as OCA. Here's an OCA. Ooh. Now, they claim they've done great here, and maybe they have done great, but look where this case was. The case has probably had some very nice 12 auditing, something like that, see? Look at that. On the bottom, on the left, and almost on the bottom, on the right. And now has come up into a different range. But your point here would be to look at this person from the viewpoint of a psychosomatic illness on the chart of human evaluation. Person still got some of these? Still got bad eyesight? Still got this? Still got that? No. Now, here's a bunch of folder errors. That's really corny. Grade 4 rehab, but never run previously. I think that's marvelous. White form done, but not handled. Scatterbrain stuff. And it normally will show up. I don't see an OCA here either, so this person, wherever you, just make it a rule, wherever you haven't got one of these OCAs, you can't find one. Or it isn't recent, why chase one up? You merely want it for improvement. Now, I'll tell you something. If the OCA has ever been down, expect that it's all there. Always choose your lowest OCA. The one I just showed you, down the left, down the left. You treat that way. In Dianetics, treat that way. But what they've done is pull the ideas out of the bank rather than otherwise. All right. Now, this character's, this one here, she spends a lot of her time scared half to death. See? A lot of her time ill and that sort of thing. No OCA.
Nope.
I know what it would look like. So just make it a rule to go by the OCA the way it was. The worst OCA you find on the case. Or the chart of human evaluation says the person is now. All right, now here's a guy. Now he's way down over there. But I dare say that is probably, that's 31-10-71 that one was taken. And that's all the ones they've done. Now, he's not making it because of here. You see, that's a bit low. It probably has been lower. But this would be a case of misunderstood words. On all these cats, you understand, you've got a sort of a rundown on all these people. You've got a problem in misunderstood words, or it would have communicated. You've got a problem is there was engrams there and they didn't get run. You normally, because they're chronic this long and been audited this long and so forth, you've got a problem that the auditing itself formed engrams. You have a problem that their present time environment must seem very dangerous or charged to them. So you can almost work out, just from the principles I'm telling you, you can almost work out a very standard treatment of this particular lot of PCs, all of whom are chronically ill. See, that it makes a difference. So you've got to run down and find out what's charged in the present time environment, transfer that over into your PISA list, you know, shake it out, run it, and so forth with regard to the present time environment, and run it with regard to auditing, and so on. Now, one or two or three of them will be PTS or upset, so a PTS rundown, the Dianetic PTS rundown, has to come up. But don't get too enthusiastic, because a PTS rundown, doesn't matter how PTS you think the person is or how sick you think the person is, you don't run what the auditor thinks the PC is. You got it. You don't quite have it. It's what reads on the meter that is real to the PC. Now, when you say, this person's got to have a PTS rundown, well, you'll get away with it a lot of times, don't you see? You'll get away with it because the person's a normal running case. But on none of these cases could you run a PTS rundown. That would immediately and directly violate everything I'm telling you about these cases. The chronic sick people, you would be running somebody over on the right in pain or something or something or something on a very specialized narrative sort of rundown that they might not have any clue of. You see what would be wrong with it? When you say this person must have a PTS rundown, you're saying this person has people next to him who are antagonistic towards Scientology, so therefore should have a PTS rundown. Perfectly true. Is PC ready for the PTS rundown? Usually not. In none of these cases would he be. Now that's why you, the auditor, knowing what is wrong with the PC, see, can make a hell of a mistake. So the PC is limping around on a cane and he's got a lost missing leg. And you can say right away, well, the guy's got a missing leg, so therefore he must have engrams of all of that. So let's just run. Oh, boy. You say, what's wrong with you? Yes, and my nose itches. Yeah. That's the only thing you get read. Now, for instance, we've got a case in Washington. Louis Bellucci would solve up on this. He would solve up immediately on this if you just did the same rundown, took his environment and took and shook it down for his broke down your pain and so forth and ran that and then ran down his auditing, ran that out, because a lot of it has been over his head. He's got a steel shaft in his leg, and so everybody, he included, comes around, keeps presenting this as the problem, see? And auditors either do or don't run it or something of that sort, but it still remains a problem to him. He actually probably isn't having a problem with his leg at all. He's probably having a problem with the body. See? Maybe that leg is just his revenge on bodies in general. Who knows what this is? It's what would read. What's the PC worried about? Now, he isn't worried about these people who are antagonistic to him, yet you know they exist, so you say, well, he's got to have a PTS rundown. Now, a PTS rundown would come along when it came up. The all right, so that. But what part of it can run? So don't try to wish off on the PC something that he's not ready to get. You got it? So it's what reads. Now, if, as long as you're there, you're safe. You're safe. Everything's great. BD item, oh, that'll run like a bomb. A BD item that FN'd when he said it, oh, that's great, that's marvelous. Run it. Because it FN'd has nothing whatsoever to do. That's just there. It's keyed out for a moment. It'll key back in 10 minutes or 6 months. Who knows? Let's immediately, let's grab it. Let's run that thing. See? But is he in a state that runs what? What's he going to run with regard to this? The PC half the time, he's so afraid of running pain that his mind concentrates on pain. It doesn't occur to him that there's any emotion connected with the fact that he hasn't got a left ear. Do you see? So the question actually doesn't communicate. This person has had a rough time from time to time. This person is in ethics trouble from time to time. And I imagine there should be an OCA. Here we are. See? Down on the left, somewhat. Down on the right, more than somewhat. See? Same treatment. All right. That's good enough. I've shown you enough of these things. You know what the general theory of it is. Now, you start running out psychiatry as a narrative item that doesn't read well, and you're going to be in trouble. PC's going to be in trouble. They've been practicing psychiatry as long as they've been implanters, and he can go right back into the bank. So that's why I give you this other gradient scale, a gradient scale of running. Yes, it'd be very nice. Psychiatry'd have to read like mad. They'd have to be really real to this guy before you started running something like that. Now, you run all the attitudes out of it, or you run all of the emotions out of it, or all of this out of it, or that out of it, or something like that. And then after you're running it for a long time, you run an entirely different chain, and you suddenly find yourself, the guy's blowing psychiatric engrams that he didn't even know he had. Do you see what's the difference? See, actually you run down, run a little bit deeper, run a little bit heavier, more, finally get there. Got it? Now, you, in running this sort of thing, are the person who will be with the PC. So, therefore, it is very difficult for a CS to see what would be available with the PC. So, therefore, your CSs, as auditors, must take into consideration what I've been telling you. You have to take into consideration what's sitting there in front of you. How does this guy react? How does he respond? Guys that are very slow and have awfully slow calm lags and don't cognite very much and so forth, you're running them too deep. They're just running too deep. You better find something feathered. You better find a featherweight something for that person to run, that's all. You can fish him out of it. You see, actually, if you choose the depth at which you're running the person that fits the person, all PCs are easy pianola cases, which FN, COG, BGIs. See, it is you regulating what you ask him and put his attention on. It's what you regulate that. You don't say, the trouble with this fellow is, and then sort of hit him with it. You got it? You sort of ask him what he thinks is the trouble with him, and then you take it by test at what depth is good. And they'll do nothing but run that. The only reason under the sun anybody, for instance, would be having skin trouble, inflammation, breakouts, anything like that, any of those things, and so what, they're simply engrams. They're all engrams. Now, I'm talking to you, by the way, on material research clear up to about OTE, oh, I don't know, 20. It would be so difficult to run some of this stuff engramically. The person would never go near it, probably. When they're not thoroughly prepared with Dianetics, when they don't have all of their drugs off or anything else, they could never really come within it. So then they don't get much benefit out of it, and it really, they can re-stimulate themselves, see? But I'm telling you that all of them are engrams. It doesn't matter what level you're on, you're still running Dianetics. And I was busy researching the other day, and this is one of the things that caused this project to come about. As I was busy researching, and I looked this thing over from one end to the other, I looked over anything I'd run into on the bank. We're still running into it. And just exactly what happens. There's one more caution I'd like to give you, is the sequence of a person getting injured is he decides to. And his purposes very often come after an injury. Now, let me show you how this works. He gets a motivator, so he says, I'm going to ruin those people. See, the motivator ruin those people. See? But now, this thing will operate as a prior decision, and it'll even operate as a prior decision to injure himself. So when you're busy running this, when you're busy running these things, and so forth, remember not to skimp your EB. Also, don't overdo your EB, but don't skimp it. When you start grinding, it's either EB or ES, early beginning or earlier similar. Don't grind. Find that out right away. About the third or fourth time that you've done A, B, C, D, something like that, boy, if you haven't got on that basic, if you haven't got an erasure, you've got an EB. Well, don't be dilatory in asking for it. Don't slow down asking for it. Dilatory, slow down. Loaf. You got it? All right, so all this really amounts to, when you look at all over, from one end to the other, all it really amounts to is bleeding the case of every single piece of Dianetics that you can get to read. Anything that you can get to read well on the person. That's what's important about the whole thing. And the way to get the person winning all the way and not bogging down all the way is uniformly to choose from the light to the heavy. Now, after you've run a while and run pain, you may find you have a whole new bank area. By the way, it's very amusing on this PC who didn't understand any words. It was interesting. I mean, this person's very glib. They said, oh, yes, they knew what can't meant and is and so on. It isn't the hard words, you see. It's the stupid ones, you know, the little ones. This person's glib as hell. And she knew all those things. The drugs hadn't run, and she couldn't go backtrack, and it was all very difficult, and all bogged down, and so on. The commands were all out, but she couldn't be corrected because the words in the correction list were all out. But the correction list had been used on her, and the commands had all been used on her, and it was these things which had prevented her from going backtrack. She didn't even know what she was supposed to do. Now, an auditor just with intention actually can run the PC up and down the track. But imagine trying to get erasures or something like that when the PC didn't know what erase meant or something of this sort. See? Nonsense. Now, going back to when I was really knocking around Dianetics in 69, I mean, I was doing a lot of CSing on the line, there was one mistake that was very often made, which I want to call to attention so that it won't get made again. And that is, the one more time through would have brought the TA down. The picture disappeared, it was erased, but the energy was still there. And that is a rather constant error was in those days. It took the one more time through. And sometimes what the guys would get would be a high TA with the person saying that it had erased. They just missed the one time through, or the EB postulate on the beginning of the thing. The TA would have come right on down, boom. Or they wouldn't get a cognition because they didn't run it that one more time through. They'd pack it up, they'd chop it. So if you're running at the level of depth which I'm describing to you, you should get a cognition. So don't cut it off at the end of the line. All right, so your needle started to FN, the PC hasn't had a cognition yet. And so forth. Don't give him, that's an FM, that's it, so forth. Because now he'll be sitting there with a decision he made at that time, still on the bank. that funny things happen about something like this. He'll come up maybe days later and say he just had an idea that something or other. Sometimes they write up and you get it on the daily report. I had a good session. I'm still cognizing. Oh, brother. Auditor cut the FM. He's still in session. Now, be perfectly frank to ask questions along in this line. I'll keep an idea on the thing. I won't ask. Do you have any questions right now?
How many people are already on
Rundown? Already?
On Rundown, like the ones that Otto's got and David's got on.
Yeah, all right. So let them finish the Rundown. You don't need them all at once.
Mm-hmm.
It's a matter of scheduling. It's all right. Good. I don't say they won't make it. But I won't say they will. Not the people who've been around this long. You see, because they're still pulling this trick of pulling the idea out of the bank, getting the person to change his mind, you know. Some of your OT3, OT phenomena, and so forth will get in your road, but it isn't. You needn't pay too much attention to it. You needn't pay too much attention to it. It'll handle anyhow. So the guy's clear, and he doesn't have any more engram, and the body seems to be putting up engram. Run him. See? All right. Any other questions?
There's one of the cases who's in the middle of the clearing course.
One of the cases, the middle clearing course, that's in a no-interference area. Never should have gotten onto the clearing course. Must have just come aboard, right?
Oh, she's been aboard for a while. She should never have been on the clearing course.
Oh, never should have been on the clearing course. That was a gross error. Gross error. She's been on it for some time? Well.
Yeah, she's been following us for a while.
Oh, it's too bad. It's too bad. You're going to mess them up. That's bum. There is a way you could handle it. If she isn't coming through and she isn't finishing up the clearing course, she could run out her auditing. That is feasible. Don't try to run out anything else and get her back on the clearing course. It's about all you could do. You maybe could run environment and auditing. You wouldn't dare go any deeper. Just the way I told you, you see, an assessment of the environment, what read, assessment of pain, sensation, emotions, and attitudes, and what those read, auditing. You run the environment that way, then take auditing the same way. You can run auditors, you know, the old eight list. You can look into the eight materials and so forth. There's a whole list of the standard one, Dianetic Scientology, auditors, auditing, you know, that list. You can go down that list. Instead of using it as a prep check, just use it. This is a detector list of what in auditing to hit. Perfectly okay. I heard the other day these were all confidential. Actually, there's only a few things in 8 that are confidential. It's those that apply to the OT levels. That's confidential just to keep them locking people's heads off. All right, any other questions? Okay, now I want to be very close on this line. Who's going to do this CSing? We haven't decided who's going to do this CSing. It isn't on this, is it? Well, he would have to check out very heavily. Yeah, sessions to be assessed with LRH's senior CS. That might or might not occur. There's a bug here. I haven't actually the least aversion to CSing. That's something I'm perfectly happy to do. And the probability is that the output of 3 or 4 Dianetic auditors, you see, takes about as long to CS as it does to eat dinner. I mean, there's nothing like that. Mm-hmm. If the auditors are doing a good job, the auditors are doing a good job, piece of cake. If the auditors are not doing a smooth, standard job or running into trouble one kind or another, it's rough. That's very rough CSing. It can take you quite a while. So I'll do the CSing on this, perfectly all right with me, in spite of the fact my own hats are kind of pushed off, but I've got this sort of cooled off a bit, crossing my fingers. Getting the ESTO system is working, and that's going in better. And I'm suddenly finding out that there were certain camouflaged holes on the lines. I'm getting those adjusted. There were certain missings. We came off momentarily just because the ESTO system came off the product org officer system. And when the org officers were forgotten, and by the way, they went off before the ESTO system came in, boy, didn't that throw a cat amongst the pigeons. because it leaves a product officer busy getting a hold of all of his programs. He can't run them down. It can't be done. As a result, the missing org officers on this ship are being made up by me. There's several org officers. I don't mind displacing 200 or 300 people, but sometimes it gets a little bit thick. When I can't also wear my own hats, that is. So I will CS this line, but cases to be lined up and so forth. The DUP, Dianetics, HCC, now you've got some DUP people, and so on. The programs to be written for each case to briefly repair and do real Dianetics on. You got that one. All right, well, that one you can get busy on. When it gets down here to the CSing, when you've got one of these cases fully programmed and so forth, send it up to me. I'll give you an okay and send it on down, all right? My CSing for you sometimes has the disadvantage that I'm not on deck instantly available on something like that, but the way to get around that is don't get in that much trouble. All right. Thank you very much.